Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Yud Tes and Masechtas Chum. Some of the topics we'll learn about include a continuation of the machlekes of Higrim Miyut Chutz L'Tabas. If a sheikh had cut the majority of the simen in the Makam Shechita, but then Higrim he cut a small part outside the Makam Shechita. The Chum hold the Shechita is puzzle, while Rabbi Behuda holds the Shechita is kasha. The two approaches whether the machlekes is in the case of Shachat Shnei Shlish V'Higrim Shlish. If he first cut two-thirds of the kana in the Makam Shechita, and then cut the last third of the kana outside the Makam Shechita. Or in the case of Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shnei Shlish, if he first cut one-third of the kana outside the Makam Shechita, and then cut the remaining two-thirds of the kana in the Makam Shechita. The machlek is whether Shechita is kosher in the cases of Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shlish V'Higrim Shlish. If he did agrum in the first and last third of the kana, and Shechita in the middle third of the kana. And in the case of Shachat Shlish, V'Higim Shlish, V'Shachat Shlish, if he did Shechit in the first and last third, and Agrama in the middle third of the Kana. The case of Shachat B'Makam Nekev Shechitasik Sheira. If there was a hole in the front of the Kana, and the Shechit continued to Shecht from the hole, and until he formed the majority, the Shechit is Kasha. And the Machlik is in the case of Shachat Upogam by Nekev. If there was a hole in the back of the Kana, and the Shechit Shechted halfway until he reached the hole and formed the majority, where the Shechit is Kasha.